And we begin with bad news, at least as far as Czech Post is concerned, given a 1.45 million crown fine for failing to deliver packages near Prague in 2012. The Czech telecommunications office ran checks in the area of Říčany, Kostelec nad Černými lesy and Čajastovice after individuals in the area filed complaints over a longer period that they had not been receiving their mail even though they were home at key times. The Czech telecommunications office handed down the fine and rejected an appeal, meaning the decision is binding. Czech Post defended its mistake by saying the hub in question was one of the more complex among its many depots. The spokeswoman confirmed that concrete measures had been taken to correct the situation.
At the start of the new tourist season, the Czech Republic's Guides Association called for the return of exams and tougher license checks to counter an apparent drop in guiding standards around the country. At a press conference on Thursday, guide Jana Slezáková pointed to nonsense overheard on tours, including that Peter the Great founded the spa town of Karlovy Vary, or that Czechs shopped only at second-hand stores. Presently, as news website idnes.cz noted, almost anyone in the Czech Republic can register to work as a guide, whereas stringent exams were required in the past. The Guides Association says, by contrast, countries like Italy, Spain and Austria all carefully monitor the standards of guided tours, especially at important historic sites.
In other tourism news, the Ministry for Regional Development and Czech Tourism announced they are running a new series of ads, TV ads, promoting the Czech Republic on American, Russian, Chinese and German TV channels. Minister Věra Jourová confirmed the campaign had cost a total of 42 million crowns, 36 million of which was paid for from EU funds. According to Jourová, the Czech Republic expects a continued rise in the number of Russian visitors this year, for example, unaffected by recent dramatic developments in Ukraine. Last year, a record 7.3 million foreign tourists visited the Czech Republic, bringing in a record 140 billion crowns in revenues.
Former TV Nova magnate Vladimír Železný will stay on with the Czech firm Empresa Media despite being let go as the recent head of the firm's TV Barrandov, a Prague-based station broadcasting largely communist-era TV series and films. In the 1990s, Mr. Železný launched the Czech Republic first and for many years most successful private TV station, TV Nova, becoming a household name. Marketing Sales Media reported that the new general director of TV Barrandov will be Marcel Hrdá.
And finally, the recent recession and austerity measures had no apparent effect on Czechs, at least when it comes to where they eat lunch. According to a survey by the firm Edenred, almost three-quarters of Czechs continue to visit canteens or nearby restaurants at lunchtime rather than eat a sandwich at their desk. The head of Edenred, Martin Bulí, said the tradition was without equal in the rest of the European Union. The number of Czechs who left the office at lunch remained high and barely unchanged between 2010 and today, 70 and 72%. By contrast, only 44% of Spaniards ate lunch at cafeterias or restaurants on work days 4 years ago. The number has since dropped to 23%, the survey says.